producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Thanks, man. I'm Leon Brandon, your host of the Common Sense Club, bringing a little bit of common sense early in the morning with your morning cup of joe. Stayed up late last night, 855-200-1776, extension 2, get you live on air, into the conversation. Stayed up kind of late last night, on social media doing my thing, you know, that sort of thing. And as we all know, the 100-pound elefante in the room is the immigration speech our little emperor gave last night. Tongue-in-cheek, and this is tongue-in-cheek. I had to ask myself, did he just grant himself amnesty last night? Now, he's been here over 5 years, right? So, there you go. Anyway, I'm kidding. Anyway, I stayed up kind of late, you know, monitoring the social media, doing my thing. But what I got, the whole speech in a nutshell, is that he's going to grant temporary residency to anyone that's been here over 5 years, as long as they do a couple of things and they pay them some money. Now, a couple of things that I got out of the speech was, one, I love the way liberals love to use scriptures when it suits their purpose. Now, you got to remember, this is the a party that during their convention, they booed God. I don't know if you remember that. they booed when a proposition came up and they were about to pray or something to that effect. They started booing God. But when they want one of their progressive policies that, you know, is ostensibly, you know, for the good of mankind, you know, that sort of kittens and puppies feel that they like to put on things, when they need the emotional response, they have no problem digging out the old Bible, blowing the dust off that bad boy and using some of the scriptures in there. That's one thing that struck me last night. The second thing is, you know, I'm sick of hearing people going, our immigration system is broken. Well, how about we enforce the law? How about a little E-Verify? How about actually funding enough folks on the border to stop the sieve? How about that? How about deporting folks as soon as we see them and not having them wait years and years and not show up and we just have a deport, you're going to be deported on paper, but we kind of just, you know, pat them on the head and say, that means nothing. We're not really going to deport you. How about that? Instead of Obama getting up there saying, you know, our system is broken, how about for once in your adult life, you recognize the law and abide by it? How about that? You know, and that's what I'm thinking the entire time he's sitting there bloviating on Univision and Telemundo. That's what was going through my head. And also, I'm sitting there as he's going through his little spiel, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, all those folks that came over here legally, all those folks that paid all that money and invested all that time and did all that, is he going to give them a refund? That's what I want to know. Someone should pose this question to him. Do those folks get a refund? Or do they at least get some Pepto for the gut punch they received last night via that speech? That's what I want to know. I mean, my goodness, our little emperor, we have a saying in the South, bless your heart. Bless your heart, little emperor. You cannot do what you are proposing to do. I don't know that for a fact. I'm not a constitutional expert. I play one on radio and TV, though. But I do have someone at 8:30 who is a constitutional expert. So stay tuned for that. His name is Todd Gaziano. I think that's how you pronounce it. Todd Gaziano, executive director of Pacific Legal Foundation. That's Washington, D.C. Center, and he is a senior fellow in constitutional law, and we're going to be speaking with him on the use and abuse of executive orders. So stay tuned for that. I don't know. Me listening to Obama pandering to a portion of his base, and I was tweeting and Facebooking last night, and there's a couple of things that he was missing there. Did you know? And this is one of the things that he was missing in that speech. Did you know that the biggest issue for Latinos in 2014 was not immigration? Do you want to you care to guess what it was? By 49%, this was the biggest. The top issue was the economy. So how does it work when you have a president that actively suppresses the job market by infusing it with low-skill labor? That's after you hike the minimum wage. How does that jive with the Latinos? And then I'm sitting there and I'm looking at the protests and the celebratory celebrations that are around the White House and different places. And I think back to how many times we've had all these mass protests by all these quote unquote illegals in the country, and how easy it would have been just to enforce the law and just kind of put some tape around there and ask everybody for their ID. Hey, I mean, you could solve this problem by not doing this whole convoluted thing that is, one, it's temporary for what I can get out of it. It's temporary. It has no teeth, really, and it's pretty much doing basically the same thing we've been doing. We turn our heads, we look the other way on deportation. That's what I got out of it. I'd love to hear what you got out of it. 855-217-76. That's my take on, the speech last night. And I said last night also, and this is a problem with the progressive mindset. I saw Geraldo this morning, and he's talking about those folks that make your bed and pick your vegetables and that sort of thing. The difference between a real conservative and the liberal mindset when it comes to immigration is we believe that America isn't about granting amnesty to people that you can later call fruit pickers. That's not what we're about. That's what liberals do. We believe drawing folks here to America legally and then showing them that by utilizing their gifts, holding true to the Constitution and our system of laws, they can own the orchard. They don't have to be fruit pickers. You can own the orchard. That's what we're all about. Last night I hear the pandering. I hear the, it sickens me when I see the way liberals use people. They use the women. They use the minority. They use the illegal immigrants. If they want an emotional response, you're ripping families apart. Well, didn't they kind of rip themselves apart when they put their kid on a bus and send them across the continent by themselves? Didn't that already kind of happen? And I'm not one to say, rip a family apart. No, keep them together. And if they're not here legally, send them back to their country of origin together. That's what I'm all about. Keep the families together. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to get on that. Let's run that voicemail from the listener there.
Leon, you have it wrong. Obama is not emperor. Obama is dictator for life.
Ah, going back to Rome, huh? There's a lot that could be said about that, but I'd have Secret Service coming in and beating down my door. Thanks for the phone call. And today, every Friday we have, you know, Are You Kidding Me Friday. Well, on Scott and Todd, you know, what's on your mind? I have a Are You Kidding Me that I'm going to discuss probably in the last hour, I mean the last segment. But basically, in a nutshell, I was at MSUM yesterday. I don't know if you've had this experience before. I'm at MSUM. I'm fulfilling an IT contract. And I passed by a group of kids. And the thing that struck me about this group of kids is I couldn't tell the gender of anyone in that group. Are you kidding me? What are we doing to our kids today? I'm going to talk about that a little more in the last segment. We'll be right back with Ellen Ratner, Glenn Keita-Cullum, right after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Geo-steering services. It's one of the things new at NESA Consulting Services. Kathy Nesset of NESA Consulting Services tells us about how NESA Consulting Services is now offering geo-steering expertise.
What we're doing, we're going with what the industry needs. And right now, in our world of the industry, they need geosteering services. These are the individuals that oversee and steer these wells point to point to track in the right rock unit. And we are developing and augmenting, adding to our on-site teams with an oversight geosteering team. And to be able to provide another layer or another level of geosteering support to these oil companies is something that we're pretty proud of. Up and we're working to build and do better.
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about NESA Consulting Service online at nessaconsulting.com and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at nessaconsulting.com. That's nessaconsulting.com. nessaconsulting.com, Tioga, North Dakota.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
In sunny Southside Fargo this morning, out in Tioga, you are a degree cooler out there, and you're fair at 19 degrees, so it's all good. I mean, it could be worse. We could be Buffalo. You know, I am so glad we're not. That's reminiscent of 97, and I don't want to go there. I have nightmares, man. Helen Radner, Blanquita Cullum, welcome to the Common Sense Club.
Well, it sounds like it's warm enough.
Thank you so much.
Cocoa butter and get a tan.
Oh yeah, I already have a tan.
Oh, I know,
so,
but there are other people that have to keep up.
I know, right? You can't get this beautiful mocha skin tone without a lot of work.
Yeah, anyway. You know what they call that? You know what they call that in Spanish?
What's
they
that?
They call that piel canela. They call that honey-colored skin. Piel
canela.
Nice. Yeah.
Nice. I thought they just called me Superman. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, so I want to get your take. I'm going to go to Ellen first. I want to get your take on the last night's speech with Obama, the immigration speech.
I actually thought it was an excellent speech. It went on about 5 minutes longer than they had scheduled it, but I thought it was an excellent speech. I thought that the president made his case. And I'm glad he did. I wish he'd do more of it.
Okay. Blanquita?
The problem is, even if it's the most perfect speech, which as compared to many of his speeches, it was better written, but people don't trust him. And people are looking for the devil in the details, and it's one of those things where you have a meal and you come back and you have a bad aftertaste in the morning because you don't trust him. And people are already putting things out in the web about what about the vets? How's that going to hurt people that are competing for jobs right now where you have over 3 million people that are without jobs? They're very worried about the devil in the details, and they're now going to be watching the Congress to see if they have been outfoxed or if they're going to actually do something good for the country.
I think Obama proved that he's a wily character last night because he, as a matter of fact, he called out the GOP, in my humble opinion. But, Ellen, I want to ask you about what do you think? Do you think a lot of folks are thinking this is a little akin to if you like your immigrant, you can keep your immigrant type mentality?
Well, I don't know what you mean by that, but I do know that I mean, it's a good thing I'm not Obama. I would have extended this to all 11 million immigrants because
oh, wow.
I think they're good for this country. They are here in this country. I mean, you guys have a low employment rate in North Dakota. You need people.
Yeah, we do, actually. But we want you here legally. And I said this morning earlier.
Well, then make it so it's possible for people to be here legally.
Oh, well, we do.
But that has to go through the Congress. I mean, come on. You know, it's nice that the president is going to try to play a strategic move and kind of get off on the fact that he's maybe rocked the jollies of the Republicans. But you know what? He doesn't get to be the emperor. We didn't elect an emperor, and we don't have things by fiat. So yeah, they may need jobs out there with Leon in that great state. But you know what? Let's do it legally and let's do it the right way. And believe me, I support amnesty. I have helped people get amnesty, but not like this.
And that's another great point. I believe that we draw people to this country to work to for a better life and everything, but do it legally. I mean, basically,
let me tell you something. The other problem
is that when
I get
the president in Mexico, that was really awful. In Mexico, they're about ready to have a 1968 situation where 45 students were arrested. Remember, the last time they had that University of Mexico in 1968, they had a slaughter. So, you know, Mexico needs to get their act together.
Stella?
Well, I just want to say I know about this immigration thing, and I do not know how people get the money because, as you know, I have a student from South Sudan who was blinded, and he's in this country under what's called temporary protected status, which is extended to people from South Sudan since there's so much war there. And, like, once a year, I have to pay $450 to extend that. $450,
wow.
That's a lot of money.
Yep.
That's why they say they don't need money from Congress, because they charge so darn much.
What I'm going for, though, here is, and I totally get that. If we look at the history, in a very, very brief history, we had this migrant worker policy that I thought was working pretty decently, and then we had the war, the whole global war on terror. And the migrant worker kind of stopped. I mean, the hammer came down on those folks, and they just kind of said, instead of going through the hassle of going back and forth, we're just going to hunker down here. Well, I see that as a problem.
The other thing, Liam, that he didn't talk about at all, where are these people that have been sequestered, these kids and teenagers that we don't know who they are, where they are, and even the governors of the state don't know where they are.
Right.
What's happening there? I mean, that was completely bypassed.
And Obama's speech, yeah, it sounds good. I mean, it does. I mean, if you're sitting there and you're an immigrant and you're not here legally, you're listening to him and you're going, wow, that sounds great. But this thing is temporary, one. And two, what happens next year or in 2016? Do these folks have to go, whoa, wait a minute, I don't know where I stand? I wonder, one, how many folks are actually going to come forward legally? And two, whether or not this opens up a floodgate on our border, because how are you going to know how long a person has been in this country?
It's pretty easy to tell, actually, because they've often been using somebody else's Social Security number. So you're going to have two sets of costs that exist. And the reason I know this is because when they started to hunker down in New York on hotels, from a hotel workers union, I found out a lot of people were using somebody else's Social Security number. All you need to do is see, those Social Security records are so easily accessible.
Well, the other thing is you have a lot of people that are working without Social Security. They're working in cash.
Yep.
And so you don't know where those people are at all. I mean, you have no bloody clue where those people are. And even if they're from some other place, let's say they're from Mexico, so they can get right back. So there is... This is a little bit more complicated than is being described.
And that's what happens when you ignore the laws for so long and you let lawlessness just kind of take its own head for so long. You get this untenable situation that we have now. And kudos. And I don't know how much propaganda and rhetoric that's going through Obama's head. I have a feeling that it's a lot. But if we're actually going to do something about the immigration problem, the illegal immigration problem here in the United States, I think we need to take the bull by the horn and actually do something that had some teeth in it and actually helps the folks out that are quote unquote living in the shadows.
Why are we talking to Mexico? Why are we just assuming this? They're our biggest trading
partner. You're right.
Why aren't we calling Mexico and saying, why aren't you dealing with your people? What can we do to help you to create a middle class? I mean, I don't accept all this.
Get rid of the drug trade.
We'll talk about that on Monday.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on. We'll be right back right after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Have you noticed that in a disaster, the store shelves are emptied? Don't panic. You don't have to be part of the fear and chaos if you have a supply of GoFoods. GoFoods can help you rest easy knowing your greatest dependency of food is covered. Call now to take advantage of our Freedom Packs or set up your food savings account. Call us at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 1-800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We are back. Lots of questions raised by last night's speech by our president or our emperor or emperada por vida, I guess you could say. Anyway, while we're waiting on Todd Gaziano, I think we have him on. Todd, are you there?
I am. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem, Todd. And Todd is the executive director of Pacific Legal Foundation's Washington, D.C. Center, and he's a senior fellow in constitutional law. And we're going to be talking about the use and abuse of executive orders. I've heard so much about, you know, the fact that Obama is abusing his authority, it's not legal, this and that, and there's questions on both sides of this. I mean, folks will tell you one way or the other. I want to know the straight dope. Is what he did last night legal or illegal, Todd?
Well, I don't think it is legal, but he hasn't actually done it yet. He's going to sign some papers today that are going to set the process in motion, but it's actually looks like it's not going to start receiving applications from illegal immigrants until the spring. And so that's when the real litigation will probably begin. But I used to work in the Office of Legal Counsel in the Justice Department that provides the president constitutional advice on these kind of things. And I read that office's 33-page memo, and they pulled a lot of punches, but it suggests to me even more than I previously thought that this is not a legal action.
Okay. And when we're talking about this president and this presidency, do you see that, do you see his overreach? Do you see a lot of him using his executive authority illegally? Or is that just a lot of spin that we've heard?
No, I think even many responsible Democrats warned him not to do this because they knew that it was well beyond constitutional reach. The Supreme Court has unanimously reversed this administration by different counts, you know, 12 or 13 different times. And in more recent years, when the Supreme Court has done that, for example, last summer, overturning his unconstitutional recess appointments, that means when it's unanimous that he doesn't even get a single vote from one of the two justices who he appointed. And one of them was his former solicitor general. That's pretty amazing. And I think that's, evidence for non-lawyers and for everyone that this president is well beyond the pale. He out-Nixon's Nixon. He out-Gruber's John Gruber in his misrepresentations. we really are at a new low in our separation of powers and constitutional discourse.
Yeah, and I have two other questions for you, but I want to defer to the callers. Ken out in Fargo on K-Fire, what's your question or your comment?
I have just a couple of obvious things. This is a stinker. He didn't do it before the election. He did it after. What does that tell you? Number two, he's not, as best I understand, giving them Social Security numbers. What does that tell you? This is temporary, okay? So what are these people going to do? They're going to come in and not pay into the system, not get Obamacare. It's basically what's already happening, which is a non-enforcement of immigration laws. It's just he made a big speech about it.
And I tend to agree, but I want to defer to the expert. What do you think about Ken's comments here?
I think that Ken makes two great points that I'd briefly elaborate on. First of all, he didn't make this announcement before the election because he was concerned about Republicans. It was because the Democrats, who he was trying to help, told him not to do so because it would be toxic. So that is a good point Ken makes. The other one is that, this is temporary. They're not going to get voter ID. Some people have suggested that since illegal aliens will have to apply, that they would be really stupid to do so because what they're doing is creating a record that the next president can use to not only revoke the temporary amnesty, but to go after them. So I really wonder about the logic of this. This is maybe to police certain people in the short term, but it's poisoning the well for a permanent solution, and it might be harming the very people who apply.
And I made that point earlier. Yeah, I made that point earlier. Thanks, Ken. What are they going to do in 2016 or next year? If you got this a bunch of folks coming in trying to do the right thing because Obama has promised them, you're going to be all right, just come forward, that sort of thing. What are they going to do when we get a new president? I think it's a stinker myself. I want to ask you though, what would you do? If you were working for this president, how would you advise him?
Well, he said correctly, I don't know how many times, that he didn't have unilateral authority. All of a sudden, he's changed his mind. He has no more elections to worry about. I would tell him that he needs to go to Congress, and that if he wasn't so intransigent, if he wasn't insisting that it had to be entirely his way or the highway, I am confident he would have gotten a bill. And in fact, when he did his action on the teenagers, the so-called dreamers, it was because there was momentum in Congress. It was about to pass. Senator Rubio, Florida's bill was gaining strength. It wouldn't have been 100% of what Obama wanted, but it would have been mostly, and it would have been permanent for those children. The reason the president acted then was he didn't want Republicans to have any credit for helping immigrants. This is all a very, very cynical ploy by this president. It's very partisan, and not only does it hurt his party because there's going to be a backlash, but it hurts the very immigrants he says he wants to help.
I agree. Question I want to ask you. Trey Gowdy, he says that the Constitution gives Congress the responsibility to write the laws and the executive to enforce them. Obama seems to think, and he said this actually, that what he is doing is not like out of the norm. Presidents do this all the time. Is he correct in that?
Well, presidents issue executive orders all the time, and many are silly or of no concern. Some, forced the internment of Japanese during World War II, which was wildly popular at the time, but is a disgrace and is unconstitutional. So we shouldn't care about, and by the way, as to immigration, some presidents have said if there's a hurricane and your schooling is interrupted, you can stay for an extra year. That was the Hurricane Katrina example. You know, if Haiti is had a terrible earthquake, we're not going to send them back to Haiti. So there are some small and reasonable emergencies. But to say that presidents have done something like this before or have issued executive orders before, so anything I dream up is constitutional, is just a silly non sequitur, is just another Gruberism from this administration.
I think I'm going to steal that. Gruberism. And
feel free. It's a great new word.
It is. I think it's going to be in the dictionary in Oxford next year, in Webster anyway. But one other thing, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, from everything that I've read, from everything that I've heard, presidents have discretion about how to enforce laws. But they can't, like, just decide not to enforce laws. That's the way I interpret everything that I've heard. Is that correct? They can, they have discretion on how to enforce, but they cannot just ignore laws.
That's right. There's the Office of Legal Counsel memo that tried to give President a little bit of leeway made this clear. They can't pretend to be exercising discretion when it's really abrogating or nullifying a law. And if the president's claim is right, then the next Republican can simply say, I waited and waited for them to lower the capital gains tax or to eliminate the corporate tax. And since they didn't give me exactly what I want, I'm instructing the IRS to grant amnesty for anyone who doesn't pay the capital gains tax or the corporate tax at whatever rate I think it should be at. There would be. Nixon tried something that was much, much milder, and it was one of the things that Hillary Rodham Clinton, as counsel for the impeachment committee, suggested would be a that they were considering was a ground for impeaching that president. This is a dangerous precedent that all Americans should be concerned about, because if this president can do it for something that some of the population likes, then any future president can ignore almost any other law that he or she doesn't like.
Yeah, it does set a dangerous precedent. We are a nation of laws, not just a nation of good intention. Brianna Gorod, the appellate counsel at the Constitutional Accountability Center, says the framers wanted a strong president. And so she agrees with this president and his what we would see as overreach. What do you say to folks like her? And she's a pretty intelligent person. So I'm looking at her little write-up here. She says that the framers wanted a strong president, and he's just doing what the framers wanted out of a president. What do you say to that argument?
Well, the framers wanted a strong president, particularly with regard to foreign policy. And Professor John Yoo at Berkeley has written some great books that explain that in foreign policy they wanted a strong president. In domestic policy, where our own liberties are at stake, they wanted a president who followed the law. But in both cases, if there's an area where Congress has authority, I think everyone agrees that there's a Supreme Court case involving the steel seizure during the Korean War called Youngstown Cheat and Tube, if listeners want to Google it. And they say where Congress has spoken and it's a matter that Congress has authority over, which immigration is the perfect example, the president simply can't make it up alone. If we're fighting a war,
right,
he can command the troops. So there's a difference there. And this is an area where he doesn't have unilateral authority.
Todd Gaziano, my apologies. Thanks for coming on the Common Sense Club, Senior Fellow in Constitutional Law. We will be right back after this break.
800-228-0550. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Buy one, get one. Who doesn't love a deal like that? Especially when it's at Minnesota's premier resort, Chase on the Lake, on the shores of Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. That's right. Buy one night, stay another free in any room or condo, Sunday through Thursday, now through November, at Chase on the Lake. And Chase offers a great experience. Plenty to do for the whole family. Maybe lakeside dining with the finest cuisine on the North Shore. How about some bowling or indoor swimming pool, hiking and mountain biking trails, and so much more. They have it all. And the rooms are a relaxation paradise. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Do me a favor. Go to the website. Just take a tour around. You'll see this beautiful resort. You want to book immediately. Don't miss out on this great opportunity and fantastic savings. Book today while there's still rooms available. Call 888-CHASE-06, toll-free 888-CHASE-06, or check out their website, ChaseOnTheLake.com. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Buy one night, stay another night, free any room or condo at Chase on the Lake. Relax.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
God, I don't know if I can get used to that. Welcome back, welcome back. This is the last segment of the Common Sense Club. A couple of things I wanted you to leave with. This is my take on the whole conversation. One, I've been saying this for a while now, 855-200-1776 extension 2. I've been saying this for a while now, that this presidency is increasingly lawless, in my humble opinion. And this latest power grab, it just sets a bad precedent, in my opinion. I think that we are a nation of laws. We're not a nation of good intention. And while the framers wanted a strong president, they wanted someone that could face down, you know, Vladimir Putin or Chavez or Castro or someone. Yeah, we want a strong president. We don't want a president that will unilaterally, dismiss laws that he doesn't like or thumb his nose at the Congress because, you know, they're not, singing kumbaya and holding hands with him. No, that's not what we want. We elect folks to represent what we want. We didn't elect President Obama here in North Dakota to kind of do his own thing and however he wants to do it and disregard whatever laws that he doesn't see as being, decent or up to his lofty standards. No, man, you're the executive, meaning you enforce the law. You don't write the laws. You don't do these little ad runs around the law. There is some discretion about, how to implement the law or carry out the law, but you still have to abide by the law, man. So there you go. I'm going to run this one voicemail about immigration. Let's run that.
Morning, Leon. It's just another chaos and catastrophe caused by this president, and it's going to cost us millions and millions. He hurried through it. It's kind of like Obamacare. Well, you got to do it to see what's in it. There's no plans behind it. It's total chaos. There's no way it's even going to work. There's no format to it. He didn't work with the states. That's why you go through Congress and make a bill. The guy caused nothing but controversy and chaos, and that was his whole intention. It's going to completely screw up these people. Even the legal immigrants have a hard time going through the system, much less 5 million illegals. Thanks, Leon.
Thanks for your input. And I said last night, in my opinion, he's laying the final straw in the Cloward and Piven strategy, and that's to destroy the legal integration of immigrants into America. With his pen in his pulpit, he's bastardized the intent of the word diversity and has successfully distracted us from the fact that his definition of diversity shares the same prefix as divide and division. And I posted that last night. And I believe that. I mean, this guy, there's nothing in all of his rhetoric and all this, his entire time as our president, there's nothing that he has done that brought this country together. And I thought he was the guy, that was going to put us all on a path to this diverse population that we're all moving forward in the same direction. This guy is nothing if he's not divisive. Almost on a monthly basis, he's coming out with something that divides us, in my humble opinion. Anyway, when we are a nation not of laws but of good intention, society suffers. And yesterday I was saying that I was at MFUM, and I see all these kids, and I can't figure out if they're male or female. And that's by their mannerisms. That's by the way they dress, the way they stand, the haircuts. I mean, even the haircuts, the shaved on one side and like laying over one eye on the, I couldn't tell until I was like right in front of them. And even then it was kind of hard. Like, what are we doing to our kids, man? That's my, are you kidding me, for Scott and Todd? And they're coming up right after, at the top of the hour. But that's my, are you kidding me? What are we doing to our kids? When basic things like gender identifiers are non-existent in some of our kids. And I was saying yesterday and this morning, I'm looking at these kids and I'm thinking to myself, now if they came into the bank of Leon, say I owned a bank and they walked into my bank and they wanted a job, or in my IT business and they wanted a job, whoever told them that the way they dress and cut their hair and put the big hoops in their ears and all of that stuff, whoever told them that did them a disservice, because Leon would not hire them. That is not our my corporate image that I want to project to the public. They are, in my opinion, unhireable. They would say it's discrimination. But I would say it's looking out for my business model and my business image. I just think that, wow, you know, I see things like that. And it goes to the extreme. You have one extreme of, well, I guess I bloviated too long. Stay tuned for Scott and Todd right at the top of the hour. We'll be back Monday morning, bright and early. Do it all over again. Common Sense Club, stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.